Well, let's turn to the Word of God this morning. The Word of God is incredible, amen? And the way the Lord works through His Word is equally astounding. The psalmist wrote, "Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Word of God is not just a light that gives brightness around us so that we might see what's going on around us, but it is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. That is, it is that which guides us in the way we should go. It shows us the way, illuminating the path that we are to walk. As we consider what Peter teaches, as we've been going through his first letter, that we are the chosen people of God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people for God's own possession, it is equally important to understand what God expects of us as we live our lives. We need to know what path we are to walk. So he paves the path by giving us this doctrine, and then he lights the way by telling us this is how you live according to this doctrine. After all, we are his people. And this is what Peter is doing. He's shining the light on the path that we are to travel, pointing the way, telling us how we are to live, that we might make, as Peter has already said, spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through faith in Jesus Christ, and that as missionaries in our world, we might proclaim the excellencies of the God who brought us out of the darkness of sin into his marvelous saving light. How is the believer to live? With what attitude? As this section of Scripture reveals in several different ways, we are to live submissive lives. It does not matter what our station in life, we are to live submissive, peaceable lives. It does not matter what our relationship. It is as Peter exhorts us in chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Let us all be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. You see, church, this is the godliness of our God. When we live like this, we can truly say to live is Christ, to live submissive, peaceable lives. At that, then, I want to thank God for your positive responses over the past few weeks. Many of you have testified how God is transforming you and bringing the way you live your life into conformity with His Word, His will. And many of you have told how at the hearing of the Word, your eyes are being enlightened and your faith is built up and being convicted. And I say conviction is a good thing, beloved. It's a good thing. For one thing, when you're convicted, you know that God's doing a work in you. Amen? That's good. And many are saying that their eyes are being opened, their faith is being built up, and being convicted by God's Holy Spirit, they're now taking steps that I'm going to call upward steps to living a more God-glorifying and peaceable life, even making restitution where it is needed. And I thank God for that. That is to the glory of God. That is God's work. That, beloved, in reality, is the offering up of spiritual sacrifices that proclaim the excellencies of God. And it is exciting to hear and to witness. To God alone be all the glory. And everybody said, amen.